Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. More than 78 million votes have already been cast, either in person or by mail, according to data from the University of Florida. And it says here slightly more Democrats have voted in advance compared to registered Republicans. Here in the city, where early voting has ended, more than a million people throughout the five boroughs have now voted. And today, Mayor Adams was asked about the integrity of the polls thus far and faced questions about his support of Harris a day before election.
The mayor pointed to his superdelegate status at the Democratic National Convention as evidence of his support, but did not mention Kamala Harris by name.
My legal team said, Eric, here's what you can do and what you can't do. And I have to make sure I do it correctly. So you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't.
In terms of Election Day security, the mayor said two officers will be at each polling site.
The intelligence division under Deputy Commissioner Weiner is monitoring all of these different chats and channels to know how do we deploy personnel if needed.
He encouraged New Yorkers to get out and vote and call 311 with any issues. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at City Hall.
Yeah, all over the country and in D.C., officials assure that the polling stations are all secure and they've beefed up security in some areas to make sure. In most cities, the polls open at 6 and stay open until 9. But we aren't sure which is the better seller or what it could mean for the election, but a bakery on Staten Island is offering donuts, yes, donuts, featuring the faces of the presidential candidates.
Casting your vote sure is sweet, but what's even sweeter? Biting into a donut with your favorite candidate's face on it. At Moretti Bakery in Staten Island, they're selling Kamala Harris and Donald Trump donuts with red, white, and blue sprinkles. So whether you lean left or right, Cinzia Leone, the owner, says donuts are for everyone.
Oh, it's like a Zeppoli dipped in icing. It's probably the craziest thing you'll ever eat, but it's worth it.
She's been in business for 23 years and says she'll always remember this lesson from her mom.
Sometimes you can't really put sweets with politics. It doesn't match well. I don't want my customers feeling that I am picking a side.
No matter who you're voting for, she says one thing you need on your table for this election is a Moretti donut. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in West Brighton, Staten Island.
A drought watch now for New York City. The mayor is calling on everyone to do their part after a dry October here and in much of the country.
We really need it to rain, and because it hasn't, New York City is now in a drought watch.
It's the combination of the very dry 8 to 10 weeks we've had, plus the fact that our forward-looking forecast over the next 2 to 3 months suggests a drier than expected November, December, January, or a drier than average.
That's Rit Agarwala, the city commissioner of the Department of Environmental Protection. A drought watch means we need to conserve water.
The biggest source of water waste in homes is actually leaking toilets.
So he says get that toilet fixed, take shorter showers, and don't run the water while you're brushing your teeth. Carol DiOria, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM.
A New York building contractor has pleaded guilty now to paying kickbacks to get construction jobs from a Fortune 500 company.
The U.S. Attorney's Office is Troy Caruso, the owner and CEO, and John Nolan, who's one of his senior executives, allegedly conspired to commit wire fraud. Both men pleaded guilty on Friday, and they'll be sentenced in February of next year. The Fed says between 2021 and September of last year, the men paid kickbacks to an employee of a commercial real estate company in exchange for assistance and preferential treatment, so they get awarded big contracts. In one instance, it says here, they were rewarded more than $3 million in a sweetheart deal after allegedly paying $35,000 under the table for the favor. Mayor Adams has signed a new law about hotels, and he explains why they're so important.
Hotels are real indicators on how well we're doing as a city and our economy. Our numbers are high. Tourism is back. 62 million tourists last year. We believe we're going to exceed those numbers. Not only in Times Square, but throughout the entire city.
The new law requiring operators get a license. It also puts in place certain safety standards, like giving hotel workers access to security guards and panic buttons. The Tony Award-winning star of Hell's Kitchen now wants an apology from a Broadway legend. Keisha Lewis says Patti LuPone called her jukebox musical too loud. Lewis sharing an open letter on Instagram.
You dismissed publicly signing a fan's Hell's Kitchen playbill because
I'm not signing a Hell's Kitchen. They're too loud.
I wanted to address this because, Ms. LuPone, these actions, in my opinion, are bullying. They're offensive. They are racially microaggressive. They're rude.
Lewis making it clear the letter is directly from her and not the cast, crew, or producers of Hell's Kitchen. LuPone stars alongside Mia Farrow in The Roommate at the Schubert, which shares a wall with the Booth Theater where Hell's Kitchen is currently playing. We've reached out to LuPone's team, but are still waiting for a response. In other news now, state police still investigating that shooting last week where an officer says he stopped to help a broken-down motorist on the southern state but was fired on, shot in the leg by the driver. But within the hour, the Nassau County DA has confirmed they are, quote, investigating certain inconsistencies identified in the reporting of last week's shooting, end quote. Also new on this Monday, police say they are now no longer looking for the black Dodge Charger, which the trooper described as being involved in that incident. And then there's this. According to the Albany Times-Union, the public information guy, Bo Duffy, confirms they're not looking for the alleged shooter's vehicle, the guy who the trooper, Thomas Moschia, says shot him and took off. Asia says the suspect was dark-skinned and that his car had a paper New Jersey license plate. Told investigators he wasn't able to fire back but jumped back inside his cruiser to administer first aid to his leg. Also, police say the trooper's body cam was not activated. He was released from Nassau University Hospital Friday afternoon to a walkout tribute by many of his comrades. It says police searched Masha's home in West Hempstead Sunday night. The report says the search might have been done to secure Masha's weapons and also to search for other firearms, including any weapon that might have been used in the alleged shooting. Mark this one to be continued, folks. Wow. Well, police have made an arrest now after a double shooting in Kew Gardens where they are saying a guy opened fire because he wanted to park his wheels in the space that was already taken.
An argument over a parking spot led to a double shooting. Police say the 22-year-old Alan Rodriguez shot two men, both the driver and passenger of the other car, that successfully got a corner spot that he wanted. The victims are a 41-year-old man who was shot in the leg and a 34-year-old man shot in the left foot. Granite Fatigue is the super on 147th Street.
I'm all day here, every day. I never have a problem like this. The people is a little bit drunk. I don't know what's happened.
Chris also lives nearby and says parking is tight, but he never thought it would get to this level.
Everyone's crazy nowadays.
Rodriguez is behind bars and facing charges including assault, criminal possession of a weapon, and reckless endangerment. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM. In Kew Gardens.
Mm-mm. Brothers fighting over parking space. Woo, my goodness. In Allenhurst, the Fed is investigating the butchered remains of a dolphin found along the beach. The Marine Mammal Stranding Center responded to reports of a dead dolphin just north of Asbury Park. Workers showed up and determined this thing has been butchered. It's been hacked up. The animal's flesh had been completely removed with clean cuts from a sharp instrument, leaving only the head, dorsal fin, and flukes. Also says the animal's organs, except for the heart and lungs, had been removed. Witnesses had reported seeing a dolphin struggling in the surf Tuesday night, about a block from where the remains were found the next day. But the animal was able to swim over a sandbar and back out to sea, so they don't know if this was the same animal whose remains were found the next day. Dolphin aren't listed as threatened and endangered, by the way, but still, NOAA's Office of Law Enforcement wants to know who did this and why.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.